I turned to find myself looking into the entryway of another okia. On a shelf inside the door sat a miniature Shinto shrine with an offering of a sweet rice cake. I wondered if this could be what Pumpkin had seen, but her eyes were pointed toward the ground. A few ferns and some moss lined the stone path leading to the interior door, but I could see nothing else there. And then my eye fell upon it. Outside the entryway, just at the edge of the street, lay a wooden skewer with a single bite of charcoal-roasted squid remaining. The vendor sold them from carts at night. The smell of the sweet basting sauce was a torment to me, for maids like us were fed nothing more than rice and pickles at most meals, with soup once a day, and small portions of dried fish twice a month. Even so, there was nothing about this piece of squid on the ground that I found appetizing. Two flies were walking around in circles on it, just as casually as if they'd been out for a stroll in the park. Pumpkin was a girl who looked as if she could grow fat quickly, given the chance. I'd sometimes heard her stomach making noises from hunger that sounded like an enormous door rolling open. Still, I didn't think she was really planning to eat the squid until I saw her look up and down the street to be sure no one was coming. "Pumpkin," I said, "if you're hungry, for heaven's sake take the sweet rice cake from that shelf. The flies have already claimed the squid." "I'm bigger than they are," she said. "Besides, it would be sacrilege to eat the sweet rice cake. It's an offering." And after she said this, she bent down to pick up the skewer. It's true that I grew up in a place where children experimented with eating anything that moved. And I'll admit, I did eat a cricket once when I was 4 or 5, but only because someone tricked me. But to see Pumpkin standing there, holding that piece of squid on a stick, with grit from the street stuck to it, and the flies walking around, she blew on it to try to get rid of them, but they just scampered to keep their balance.
"Pumpkin, you can't eat that," I said. "You might as well drag your tongue along on the paving stones." "What's so bad about paving stones?" she said. And with this, I wouldn't have believed it if I hadn't seen it myself, Pumpkin got down on her knees and stuck out her tongue and gave it a long, careful scrape along the ground. My mouth fell open from shock. When Pumpkin got to her feet again, she looked as though she herself couldn't quite believe what she'd done. But she wiped her tongue with the palm of her hand, spat a few times, and then put that piece of squid between her teeth and slid it off the skewer.